Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome aboard. It's over a decade of wellness radio. Each week we come about with the best programs for the wellness of the Imperial Valley, and this week is no exception. We are joined today by the IVC counselor, Yolanda Romero, who runs the IVC, or Imperial Valley College, I forget the acronym rule, Imperial Valley College Outreach Program in conjunction with Imperial County Behavioral Health. Welcome aboard, Yolanda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
We did a show before.
Yes, we did. Yes, in the beginning when the program first started.
That was a while back.
In 2009.
So if you could briefly summarize your show that you did 7 years ago, and then... No. That's not so easy, is it?
No, it's not.
Now, I'll say this. I'll kind of set this tone. For people who are struggling with recovering from serious mental illness, which is our wellness center people, many times their lives have been interrupted by their mental illness. And so they haven't got careers established. They weren't sometimes able to kind of finish school or follow up with their aspirations because their lives just get interrupted by this mental health stuff. Having programs like yours in place provide access to people in ways that we didn't have before that make a real big difference. Fair? Is that fair?
Yes, that's why the program originated, because before, consumers from behavioral health would go to IVC and they would take sometimes like full-time load and they couldn't handle it. And they would wind up dropping all their classes, and they would be dropping them, and nobody knew why they weren't successful. And so finally, after a while, they started noticing that if they would have a certain level of assistance, a personal assistance, they would probably do better in their schooling. And that's how this program came about, as a collaboration between IVC and Behavioral Health Services. It started so that they could have a counselor on board on site to enable the clients that are coming from behavioral health to find out about IVC, see if it's an option for them, and to also assist the ones that were previously enrolled and no longer could enroll because they had barriers that, for instance, they were on probation, and so they would no longer qualify for services or financial aid or even dismissals from the college. So that's how the program came about, to help these people and enable them to go to IVC with individualized assistance.
Nice. So the original thought was, we're going to open up IVC as an option for people in our wellness recovery programs. And what we found out, it sounds like, is that if we just kind of sent people over there without a supportive structure, without this kind of a program to kind of, A, talk to the college, B, kind of work with the people, it didn't work very well. Is that kind of what was happening?
Yes, it didn't work very well in the past, but now with this program and other services now that are available in the college for our population as well as students that struggle, it's very different. Now we are finding that students are more successful and they're able to complete their programs.
Nice.
Okay. Now, okay, so, you know, what's the I think a lot of the times when we have our clients that come into behavioral health and they start working, you know, they get admitted, they start getting treatment, and we all do a what's called a client plan. And we always want them to tell us about their goal. What is their goal in life? You know, if you didn't have these impairments, what would you do? What? And a lot of them say, you know, get a job, you know, make friends. But a lot of them say education. You know, I want to go back to college. I want to get a job, but I need to finish school. And we were doing, you know, that's what we were doing. We were referring them to IVC, and like you said in the beginning, it wasn't being successful because we would refer them over there, and somehow or another, they wouldn't finish or they would drop out or withdraw from the classes. But with this program in place, a lot of there's been a lot of successful outcomes from what I hear.
Yes, there have. We are very fortunate that now that the program is in place, we do have outcomes. We still have students that struggle, mm-hmm. and they do drop out because with their illness, sometimes things happen. And they may get overwhelmed once they may have all the desire in the world to go back to school or even enter the college. But once they're there, they get overwhelmed with the amount of experience and all that stimuli that's there. So
right.
So we work with those people and tell them, well, you know what? If you're not ready this semester, it's okay. You can still do it, but we will have you go to the Wellness Center, take care of the, you know, participate in all the activities that the Wellness Center has to offer, get more comfortable, again, with being around people and everything, and then we can look at the college for the following semester. So we do that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.